Oh, Andy Abraham. Always a pleasure to have Mr. Andy Abraham on. How you doing?
Yeah, all good, all good. How you doing, boys?
Happy days. I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
All good. Just good, don't good, mention good. Europa League and we'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, don't. It hurts me. It hurts me. And like I was saying, you know, it just hurts me to see how far we've fallen. But Tuchel's doing good.
He is. Mr. Tommy T. What do we call him? Tinkerman.
Tinkerman Tuchel.
Tinkerman,
yeah.
Tuchel, yeah.
He's never know what team he's going to play.
Yeah, he's doing well. I'll be honest. I don't know whether I had it on one of our podcasts, but I didn't want him in the team anywhere near Chelsea, to be honest.
Wow.
That's because I was so dedicated to Lamps. He's completely turned me 360, would it be 180?
Yeah, 180.
completely turned me. So, he's doing brilliant, to be honest, and I can't ask for more at the moment. Yeah. I think that after that West Brom defeat, it was showing. It would tell a lot if we must have beat Porto, and we did. So,
yes,
he done well. But, Jack, what are we doing this week?
It's a big, big episode this week. So this week, we're ranking the top 10 Premier League players of all time. So, yeah, none of these rubbish Arsenal players at the minute. I'm hoping to talk about a few very good ones from the past, bring a bit of nostalgia back. And, yeah, I mean, these are going to be some great players we're going to be talking about today.
Really big, really big players. So the usual format. So I'm going to say my 10. Andy will, Jack will, and then we'll discuss, debate out who should be where. Well, I'll start then, lads. Got a few honourable mentions, to be honest. I don't want to come across as a new generation kind of guy, but I have to say, I couldn't not mention Eden Hazard for me as a Chelsea fan. It's going to sound weird to some people because I know a lot of people compare him to the likes of Sanchez at one point. But I think for me, the impact he's had for Chelsea and in the Premier League, I think he should be at least worthy of a mention. Another one is Rio Ferdinand, and the final honourable mention is Kompany. So to go for my top 10, you boys will like this one or may not. Ashley Cole, number 10. Number 9, Eric Cantona. Number 8, Vieira. Number 7, Roy Keane. Number 6, Frank Lampard. Number 5, John Terry. Number 4, Alan Shearer. Number 3, Cristiano Ronaldo. Number 2, Thierry Henry. And number 1, Wayne Rooney.
Blimey.
I went there.
This is just to trigger us, isn't it?
Brilliant. I mean, that's could I disagree with a lot of those? I think for me, number one, I would probably not have Rooney as number one. Even though I'd probably have him in my list, because even he admits to himself that Cristiano Ronaldo was epic, was a better player than him. So I'd have to change just the listing. I wouldn't necessarily change who's on there.
That's promising for now.
Yeah, that's a pretty good list, to be honest. And I'm trying not to be biased towards Arsenal players. Do you know what I mean? I'd probably have... if I'm going to have my list myself, I'd probably go... I'd definitely have Ashley Cole as number 10. Okay. I'd probably have Vieira in there. Okay. I'd have... definitely have... Shearer. I think as a goal scorer, he was fantastic. I'd, Technically and everything, I don't think he was that great, but he knew where the goal was. You'd probably have to put in there Cantona as well because of his impact to United. I would probably put, I think the best front man that I've ever seen in the Premier League area is Drogba.
Wow.
To say no Drogba.
He's exposing me.
I'd have to say Drogba. I think as hold-up playing, strength and all of that, I don't think there's anyone to touch him. And every time, I was always hoping when it came to Chelsea and Arsenal games that he would just pick up a knock just for the week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I knew full well Senderos would get an absolute battering.
Oh, how things would have been different if
God.
If he weren't there.
He was just phenomenal for me.
Great shout.
I think I would have to go Lampard. Frank Lampard. For me, he's the best box to box midfielder that's been. His goals says it all for me. Who else up front? I'd have to have Cristiano Ronaldo in there. And this is not in any specific list, because if I did, right, I'd have to put Henry at number one.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Are you going with your favourite at number one, are you?
Henry would definitely have to be in there. For me, my favourite of all time would be Bergkamp, Dennis.
Jordan, what did I say before? Who's he going to put up there?
If I'm ever going to... He changed Arsenal. He changed Arsenal's way of playing. And the whole philosophy and stylistically, we changed as a football club and as a football team. What's that? I've got another two. Is that right?
One more, I think, if you've got Bergkamp and Omri up there.
And I suppose if he carries on the way that he's going, if he carries on, and he may move. And I'm, should I even think about going there? Because, you know, that would hurt my soul, right? But Harry Kane, Harry Kane is an amazing front man.
It's a good shout, to be fair. I didn't consider him, but...
Of all the current players, I think he's got the best shout, hasn't he? But I mean, yeah, I don't know if this is in any particular order, but you've got Kane, Cole, Vieira, Shearer, Cantona, Drogba, Lampard, Ronaldo, Omri, Bergkamp. Does that sound?
Yeah, I'm loving that.
Yeah, all right, and then my 10. Honourable mentions. I don't rate him that highly, but I think I'm going to have to give Ryan Giggs an honourable mention just because of the amount he's won. But he doesn't make my 10. He's been in the press, hasn't he? Recently,
wow.
His brother the other.
Yeah, wow, but... that man knows no bounds. Let me tell you.
No, he doesn't.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I think my actual 10 is going to be so Roy Keane at 10, John Terry 9,
yeah,
Lampard 8, Vieira 7, Cantona 6, Bergkamp 5, Shearer 4, Ronaldo 3, Rooney 2, and Omri 1.
Okay.
I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, did I really put Shearer above Bergkamp and Cantona? But I have. And yeah, I just think Premier League-wise, if it's just Premier League, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, goal-scoring-wise, there's no one better, is there?
Yeah, no.
Do you think with Shearer, right, I think you're spot on, Andy, when you say technically he's not the best player at all. Is it just basically... Shearer's amount of goals that we're really basing it on. Because
yeah.
When I was watching him, he just, like, he had free kicks in him.
Yeah.
A header.
Best header.
The only thing people I can think of is maybe Les Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Who had a head on him. And maybe Teddy Sheringham at some points.
So the, Drogba, pretty good.
Drogba was good, yeah. I don't know what, to be fair, Andy. I didn't mention Drogba, but you put that in my...
Mate, I'm telling you. Honestly, yeah. I've got so much admiration for that man, right? Just the fact of his... I mean, that team, in essence, when Drogba and Lampard and Terry and all of those guys that were around, there was a kind of a mixture of guys, wasn't there, really, through the ages, right? The time that Drogba was there. But the spine of that team was so strong, okay? It had so much pace and power, more power than anything. It just bulldozed through teams, you know? And I'm trying to think of another side that can compare to that, and it's probably the 98 side of Arsenal, I would say.
That, yeah, Vieira Petit in the middle.
Yeah,
some power.
Yeah. So, but my admiration for Drogba was just the fact of just how he used to bring everybody into play, and the way he used to just hold up the ball. I mean, that was just we don't really see it now. Do you know what I mean? Forget Aubameyang doing stuff like that. Forget Lacazette doing stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? I haven't seen that.
No.
That pace and power for quite a while now.
Yeah, right. he gets loads of disrespect as well for his goal scoring, but actually, he's got a better record, like goals per game, than people like Michael Owen and Andy Cole and stuff like that. And I mean, he's got... There's only a few players that have got two golden boots, and he's one of them as well. So they like to say he doesn't score goals, but he really does.
Yeah.
I think he brings a lot more.
Yeah, I think that's the point, yeah. And Animex, but when bringing in players, I think he fit Chelsea's system at that time where you had the two wingers bombing on. So, say, for instance, Robin, Darfur, whoever you're on the side, or whatever, Malouda, Kalou, or not. I don't think it's any coincidence that Lampard is the highest scoring midfielder, and he had Drogba in his team at the same time.
Yeah.
Drogba
bring that ball down his chest, laying it off.
Yeah.
Lampard's late runs, goal.
Yeah.
I think you're right, and I've disrespected him in the sense I haven't put him in the top 10. So already we've got a bit of a take going on.
Yeah, go on.
And I've
got one over on it.
I'm all for it, Chelsea player. Happy days.
Oh dear! He goes on and wins. He wins everything in football. You know, I mean, if he was part of the French side, if he was part of an English side, or if he was, do you know what I mean? He would be a major contributor. He'd be the first name on the team sheet, guaranteed. Yes. Guaranteed. You know.
Convince me.
So, you know, for me, just like Ashley Cole, okay, we know a lot of Arsenal fans have got a problem with Ashley Cole, okay? I don't. As far as I'm concerned, when he went to Chelsea, he was the best left-back in the world, you know? So Arsenal was right for Ashley Cole, and Ashley Cole was right for Arsenal at the time. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And... The sad thing is that yet again Arsenal messed up and let the best left back in the world go to their rival.
Yeah.
So that's nobody else's fault but Arsenal's. They should have given him the 60,000.
It's crazy you talk about 60,000 nowadays, isn't it? It's just
yeah.
Absolutely.
That would have been the best investment if you gave him that 60,000.
Absolutely. And then, so Chelsea saw the opening and offered him 90. And what's he going to do? I mean, I felt sorry for David Dean because he was the one that actually said, look, I'll get you the 60,000, But the board decided, no, we'll give him 55. They decide to come down 5,000. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mm. After doing what we did.
Yeah.
It's like the 40 million plus £1 bid.
What is that about?
Go on, love Arsenal.
You got to, and that's when I kind of thought to myself, there seems to be something a little bit
dodgy,
stingy about Arsenal.
Yeah,
just a little bit stingy. You know, we were 200,000 short of getting Cristiano Ronaldo. 200,000 short. It's mental, isn't it? When you really think about it, we just instead of going to get Kante for 32 million, we decided to go and get Granit Xhaka for 35. The best holding midfield player in the world at the time.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Not
at all.
There's no logic there, is there? So Chelsea decided...
Mustafi the same summer as well, for about 35, wasn't it, as well? That was probably the worst summer for transfers that we've ever had. Shocking.
I suppose we've got to talk about Ashley Cole. Was he in your top 10, Jack?
He wasn't, but I'm thinking... because I've gone very attacking bias. The only defender I've got on the list is JT. Down in nine, which is JT, which I think there's really little between them, actually, between Terry and Cole. I'll probably rate Terry higher on that leadership that he gives. Yeah. That although Cole probably could, he's not had the chance to prove it John Terry has.
Yeah. Thing with Ashley Cole, right? I think during his time at Chelsea, I don't know, maybe it was after he moved from Chelsea, because obviously that Ashley Cole kind of thing, he got a lot of bad press.
Yeah.
Probably throughout his whole career. The guy is actually intelligent up there. He knows his football, right? And I personally think he probably is the best left back I've seen ever. And that's my lifetime. And I can't see anyone being anywhere near as good as him nowadays. I mean, the game's changed completely. You have to be a left wing back nowadays, bombing up and down. But I still think Ashley Cole could do that.
Yeah.
If there's any put someone else in that position nowadays, let's say, for instance, football reverted back to how it was, I don't think someone could do Ashley Cole's job. I think Ashley Cole was the perfect left back. And you saw it in games against one of our other
United, wasn't it?
Yeah, Ronaldo. Ronaldo was running rings around every single player in the Premier League. Mm. When he came up against Ashley Cole, he couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
Ashley Cole was so energetic, and he'll be at your feet all the time. I think he's a brilliant player. One of the best players that Chelsea have ever had, honest to God. And like you said, it's a surprise that Arsenal let him go. But in terms of top 10 Premier League players, I think he has to be in that. I can't see how.
Yeah. Good. I mean, do you want to start? Because sometimes we start at the top, sometimes we start at the bottom, don't we, on these? But do you want to start at number 10 then and lock him in? Well, I don't know if he'd be there or he'd be a little bit higher.
I didn't even mention goalkeepers.
Yeah,
I never do. I'm famous for never mentioning goalkeepers on these things. Who would your top goalkeeper in Premier League history be? Would it be Schmeichel or
Cech?
Or Cech or
Seaman even?
Begrudgingly, I'd have to say Schmeichel. Really, begrudgingly, I think he's the best that's been. I think Edison. I think Edison's on his way.
Different sort of keeper now, isn't it?
Style, yeah, exactly. I mean, if I'm talking about somebody that was brave, that made outrageous saves, that, you know, that knew how to kind of come and claim the ball. Do you know what I mean? What we've been used to over the years, not the style that they have now, but.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When goalkeepers were goalkeepers. And I'd have to say Schmeichel. And then, because I mean, they weren't great with their feet. That's the only thing. They were very clumsy with their feet
back then.
Hmm?
They didn't really need to be back then. It just wasn't the done thing.
Yeah.
I think for Schmeichel, for me, I mean, I only properly saw him at Villa and Man City.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw him much at all at United. So yeah. I've got to have Cech as the best. I think it's so hard to say a goalkeeper can make as big an impact as an outfield player. I mean, I guess there's obviously times that they can, and I think Fergie said that Schmeichel was one of his greatest ever signings, but yeah.
I don't think you'd say Roy Keane.
I don't think it.
Well, no. Roy Keane said that Brian Clough's the best manager he's had. I don't think they're on very good.
No, that says it all, doesn't it? But I mean, who would I want in the trenches? Without a doubt, Roy Keane. Without a doubt. Roy Keane. You want to fight? Let's bring Roy Keane in.
I love him. I, Jack, I'm liking his podcast. I like the traditional players who put a bit of fight in. I don't care if it's a 2 foot crunch and tackle. Back in the day, that was it. That was football. I mean, even to the point, like, first thing that comes to mind is when Ruud van Nistelrooy missed that penalty and Keown up in his face. Even that small conflict there, it's gone from the game.
Yeah, completely.
And Roy was the pinnacle of that stuff.
Yeah. So
he was the man for winding players up, you know, in the era where you had Vinnie Jones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love that kind of player. And you're only getting a handful of those now. You probably, Diego Costa's Pepe, who played for Porto the other night, should be on his last legs, to be honest. You know, you ain't getting many of them nowadays. But Roy Keane, he had that in him, but he was an exceptional player.
He was an exceptional player.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He was an exceptional player. And the thing is, more than that, his leadership skills, while the game was going on, literally, while the game is going on, he is barking orders. A little bit like what Tony Adams used to do. Tony Adams was amazing at that as well. As the game's going on and telling players where they should be, it's always hand signals I used to see with Tony Adams. Move. Do you know what I mean? And I used to love that. Now, it seems like coaches are the ones that are doing the hand signals.
Yeah.
Whereas, don't get me started on the captaincy where
Arsenal
respects of Arsenal. Don't get me started on that. Because that is an absolute travesty of what the captaincy is all about.
Yeah.
I think they just give it to the highest paid player, don't they?
Nowadays, it looks like that way.
Well, the problem is at Arsenal they don't. They give it to whose flavour at the time.
Yeah,
to try and keep them on.
Can you imagine John Terry not being captain every single game?
That's ridiculous.
It's just not, even if he's not playing, the captain's injured.
Yeah, he's still on it. He's still in. John Terry, you've seen it. Even with, was it Rafa Benitez when he took in charge?
Yeah.
He was on the bench, but he was still, it was like he was the manager. He was standing behind Rafa Benitez. I don't remember this, but he was getting out commands and orders and blah, blah, blah. But you were saying Adams was doing. John Terry was still doing that. You ain't seen that. Can you, hand your heart, say, Aubameyang, he was on that bench. Would he ever be able to do that?
Of course not, blindly. I mean,
he wouldn't have the balls. He'd
probably be on Instagram or something if he was on the bench doing a story. He wouldn't be watching the game.
The problem is, it's not just, and I know, you know, it's sensitive for you guys because it is Arsenal. It's not just Arsenal now, though. So you got, I mean, Chelsea, I think we found a captain. I mean, Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
He could, you know, but he's years contract wise, he'll be out in the next couple of years. I think we found someone who could be, and that's in Mason Mount. I think he's the one, could be the one.
Yeah, he certainly is. Like his best mate, Declan Rice.
We can bring him in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you could get him.
That's it. So that's what Andy was saying. You that leaders on the pitch.
Mm.
You'd have them. You know, you may not be officially the captain, but you'd have people around the pitch that the spine that we're talking about: Drogba, Terry, Cole, Cech.
Mm.
You know, other teams that you know, even the Man United one, where you had Ferdinand, Keane, even Rooney to a point. I mean, he was a bit wayward, but
yeah.
You'd have the leaders on the pitch, captains on the pitch.
Yeah.
And yeah, nowadays you don't have that, but I think what we're saying, Roy Keane is that man. You can probably say John Terry. I personally think, this is my personal opinion, I think John Terry is the one person, I think, captain, leader, legend.
Yeah.
But I don't think Roy Keane comes far behind him, because he was brilliant, and he'd done it a different way. He was a bit of a brute in that sense, old school, maybe. Mm. The Brian Clough behind it.
Terry wasn't afraid of nothing.
No.
You know what I mean? So you know, maybe I'm doing a little bit of disservice to Terry, because as somebody that, you know, wasn't afraid to stick his head in wherever it needed to be, you know, even if it's a case of getting knocked out. Do you know?
Yeah.
He don't care.
Yeah.
So in that sense, the rest of the players around him had to live up to that. They had no choice. But mate, if my captain is going in there like that, I better fix up.
Yeah.
I've got to fix up, man, big time. And that's where Arsenal have fallen so far down the inspirational captain roster. The captains that they're appointing at this moment in time, right? Our captain, personally, my captain at Arsenal at this moment in time is injured, and he's out for 6 weeks.
Oh, Kieran Tierney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's
as well.
My captain.
Yeah. Go on.
Anybody else is? I'm trying to think of anyone else that maybe Xhaka. If Xhaka hadn't gone through that phase of telling the fans to F off and all the rest of it, then okay, you know, he's got elements of being a captain, but he's a bit rash. But for me, the driving force and the person that gives me inspiration and gives me hope is Kieran Tierney, without a doubt. And we need to buy more players like him. Maybe we need to go further down the leagues, maybe get that Ivan Toney, maybe get players like that who are just desperate to fight, just desperate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to go and get these guys from abroad.
Do you know? Right.
The Ceballoses and these kind of guys. Why?
I think that's the problem with even the young players coming in. You've hit the nail on the head.
Mm.
Said John Terry, if he's putting his head in front of a ball, getting kicked in the head, the other players are like, oh, I better do that. All the young players at Arsenal have not seen that coming through. They don't feel like they need to do that. They feel like once they've made it into that team, that's it. They can just do whatever. So you're right, spot on.
Examples. You know, you lead by example, and what they're seeing from Aubameyang is Bone Thugs and Harmony hairstyles and flash cars apart from scoring goals, just running up and down, not doing too much. You know what I mean? He's off form. I mean, what sort of example is Aubameyang? I don't get it. It makes no, there's no, from what I've grown up with and what I've seen up until to even up to right up to Fabregas, right, as our captain. Do you know what I mean? He played a game injured and scored a couple of goals and then had to come off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, how far do you go for the club that you're playing for? How far do you go? If those players are not willing to go so far, right, then why should anybody else as a captain?
It's true. That's a name I didn't think of actually. Fabregas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh no, I think there's another Arsenal midfielder that have we all got in our list somewhere. Patrick Vieira, which,
oh, he's a captain.
I think he belongs in the list. He belongs in the sort of lower end of the 10 probably. But I mean, he led by example, didn't he? I mean,
yep.
he wasn't the loudest of leaders, I suppose. But
no.
If he told you to do something, you'd do it. Yep. That's for sure.
Honestly, I'd shit bricks up.
Yeah. He was such a, he could do anything.
Yeah,
you know, he could have played centre back easily if yeah. he wanted to. He's just a top player as well. So, I mean, should we start to put a couple of names to numbers? I mean, on the lower end, we've got what, Cole?
You've got Ashley
Perry,
Cole.
Vieira.
Yeah.
I think they're probably, what, not 10, 9, 8?
Yeah.
I agree
in
that.
Whatever,
agree with that.
I'm quite open to any order in that.
Yeah, I'd have that definitely.
As you said, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got Cole in 10. Yeah. So Terry 9.
We haven't mentioned. What are your guys' take on Steven Gerrard?
Right. Start getting me started on that.
So we sometimes have a couple of other guests on, and it's probably fair to say that it can get a bit heated, a bit divisive.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm not his biggest fan.
Yeah.
Jordan's not either. I mean, Andy, I think the fact that you've mentioned Lampard and he's in your 10 and you've not put Gerrard in there sort of says what side of the camp you're probably on as well. So,
absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. Steven Gerrard was an inspirational figure for Liverpool, but in a shorter space of time, I'd probably say, and this will be controversial to you know, our Merseyside friends.
We don't care.
But, you know, Jordan Henderson, for me, has driven... Jordan Henderson has driven...
That's his podcast finished.
Jordan Henderson has driven Liverpool to two titles and to the main one as a captain.
Yep.
So, admittedly, Steven Gerrard is a legend at Liverpool, without no doubt. And he was a driving force for a lot of years where a lot of Liverpool players weren't great. And it was only the latter stages of his career that they started to get more legendary players, let's say, you know.
Yep.
But in essence, I think our Scouse friends may disagree, but Jordan Henderson did the business.
Yeah, much better than Gerrard, I'll tell you that.
I like Liverpool. Don't get me wrong. I like Liverpool. I really do. I like the way they play. I love their manager. I think that he's one and two swapping with Guardiola. Them two swapovers, for me, the best two managers in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we could have had Klopp.
Well, that's I think that's what we could have probably had Guardiola as well, because it was around, it's around those sort of times. That's probably what we should have done, because as much as I'm still a little bit on the fence on Arteta, I'm probably more Arteta out than in at the minute. But who do you replace Arteta with? You know, at the moment, whereas if we had got Klopp back then, there was quite a few options that we could have got. Now, I don't know any top managers
Allegri
that are actually out there.
Allegri.
The only thing we've, I think we've spoken about this before.
Mm.
Basically, if Allegri's English is good, I'll have him.
Mm.
I, that's all I don't know really on that, because we had that problem with Emery, like the communication. But yeah, I think he's definitely a top manager.
I mean, Eddie Howe has achieved and been a manager longer than Arteta. Okay, granted, Arteta won the FA Cup, but I personally would have liked to have seen Eddie Howe in charge of a big club like Arsenal, you know, and he could go to Celtic. They're talking about going to Celtic, aren't they? So that would be interesting. His style of football, I mean, I like his style of football very much, pass and move and everything. But I'm just confused with I don't want to go off topic, because we still got another seven players to go, I think. But I do like Arteta. I like there's certain things that I like about him, but there's at this moment in time there's too many things that I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, is it beyond Arsenal to maybe put in a cheeky bid for Bielsa and build something? Because you're not at a point now where
shout.
Someone who could build a way.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
And I doesn't speak English, like you just said, but I think at Leeds, and, you know, they're playing a style of football, and Arsenal's style of football under Wenger weren't too far off.
You're right.
So that's what I'll do. And, you know, it's Arsenal still have that history, that kind of pull, in the sense that they're a bigger club than Leeds. And, you know, my fear for Arsenal, not that I'm not worried as a but I mean, I think you could lose that pulling power in terms of where you are as a club. You won't be fighting against the bigger clubs anymore, because you've spent so long out of that challenging spot. And,
to be honest, they don't care enough.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get relegated, that means we'll still be picking up the 100-odd million. He's happy with that. Once the crowds come back into the stadium, which they will, he'll be getting his however millions a game, and he'll be back to even keel. You know what I mean? Making a profit. So he doesn't care enough about the club to really do something, to speculate, to accumulate. And that's what football's all about. You have an amazing football team, the profits will show. That's how it works where football is concerned right now. Because you can guarantee, okay, City, Liverpool, Chelsea now. I'm not even thinking about Leicester, to be honest. I mean, Leicester to really make a statement, they'd probably have to go into a bigger ground. Do you know what I mean? But they just don't have fan base, you know? Tottenham have, but Tottenham haven't spent. They had the chance to do it. And Levy's another Kroenke. He won't spend. And I'm talking about getting top, you know, the top cream. Do you know what I mean? And breaking the bank for these. Only the likes of the Real Madrids and the PSGs, Real Madrid, PSG and Barcelona will do that, right? And look how much trouble two of the three are in now financially. Do you know what I mean? So I Kroenke won't do it. He just won't.
Shame. It's a shame. It's, that's the only person I can think who can possibly be at a low cost as a manager.
Yeah.
And actually bring something to Arsenal at the same time. Because other than that, I think you're taking a risk. Anyone else is a risk. Allegri would be a risk, spending a lot of money. Anyone lower than that may not get the performances that you could get out of players. So I don't know. It's it's a bit of a madness at Arsenal at the moment. But so where does that leave us, Jack?
So we've got Cole 10, Terry 9, Vieira 8. I mean, some of the people that we've not really talked about, two of the early foreign imports, Cantona and Bergkamp. Andy, I'll let you talk about Bergkamp. He's your favourite of all time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also as well, you know, it actually helps to meet the fella at the Whiteman Road at a traffic stop and bloody have him cracking up. So, I was just... He must have thought, my God, this adult is a lunatic, but he loves me. him and his missus, they were in stitches. Cracking, huh?
What happened then? What, you just approached him and what happened?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I was just, and I literally stopped the traffic, right? And he's literally behind me and I've jumped out and I've gone, Dennis! I've gone, Dennis! Dennis! Eventually, he's in stitches. I'm going, Dennis! My God, you don't understand. Silky, you're a ballerina, I was saying. You're a ballerina. Oh, dear. Yeah, man. I was just like, my God, what a player. He just had it all. Vision, the whole works. He had it all. The little bit of vision that he lacks, what De Bruyne has got, he made up with aggression. You know, the little bit of speed that he had, that he lacked, I should say, he made up with his brain. You know, this guy was just, and he adapted. You know, it took him 11 games, do you know what I mean, to score a goal. But he adapted to the English way of life, really. Do you know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
And I suppose the players around him, you know, I suppose they had to the fact that it's Dennis. We got Dennis here. What's going on? You know, Ian Wright talks about all that. Dennis? What? We got Dennis here, you know? And so once you get over that, that takes a little while to get over. Do you know what I mean? You know? And I think it's probably the same when Eden Hazard. I really wanted Eden Hazard at Arsenal. Do you know what I mean? I really wanted, but Arsenal were not going to be paying the sort of money that Chelsea were prepared to pay.
Yeah, got Jovinho instead.
Happy days. Jovinho, wasn't it? Yeah, the biggest forehead there is. But, you know, you could see when he was playing for, was it Lyon?
Lille, I think.
Lille, sorry. Yeah, mate. I just thought balance, poise, skill. This kid is going to rip the arse out of at the Premier League. He's going to smash it up, man. Do you know, it's low centre of gravity. Do you know what I mean? You know, he's like a right-sided Maradona, you know? But he's still very two-footed.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, man, Chelsea did the fantastic bit of business there, man. Do you know what I mean?
Million he only cost, I think, 32, something like that. Yeah.
If you think about it, I think he won the player of the season twice, was it?
Yeah.
I said to Jack before this podcast, I was like, I'm so conflicted between putting Ashley Cole at where he was. I think we'll put him 10th on my list, or putting Eden Hazard. Reason being is because I know a lot of people don't give, people compare Hazard to the likes of Salah, even Alexis Sanchez when he was at Arsenal. I think Hazard may not stat pad, he might not have all the stats that, you know, you want to put on your social medias or whatnot, but he provided that team. I personally think he carried Chelsea for the whole time he was there.
Because, yeah.
All right, we had great players there. You didn't have the likes of Terry anymore. You didn't have the likes of Drogba anymore at certain points. You didn't have Lampard at certain points. This guy came in and carried that whole team, and he dribbled where he may not have got the assist or goal. He would have done a dribble from his own box to the other end of the box, had a pass, and then that pass got the assist.
Yeah.
He was that player, and I think he was so amazing for Chelsea and the impact he had in the Premier League. You know, if he was playing against Chelsea, you need to double up on him.
Yeah.
Hazard, even triple up. And, you know, I know we keep on referring back to Arsenal. I don't want to make it into like a gun down Arsenal.
No, thing, do.
You saw it when, who was it? Was it Coughlin? When
he tried to.
That low centre of gravity you talk about.
Yeah.
He had it. You know, Coughlin ain't a small guy. And he bounced off him like it was nothing. So, I would want him in the top 10. And obviously, I'm conflicting as well with the likes of Gianfranco Zola as well. Another magician. But in that space of time...
Hazard, really?
Yeah, I think Hazard. Hazard. Yeah.
Personally, his impact to Chelsea, I think, was immense, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just love his style of play. And one thing he was... They talk about Jack Grealish being one of the most fouled players, but he was fouled constantly because he knew how to use his body.
Mm. Yeah.
Big bum. Big boot.
And he never got injured, did he? Like Wilshere got fouled a lot, but he always ended up getting injured because of it, and he just held on to the ball for a little bit too long. But, yeah, Hazard knew exactly what he was doing.
It's a bit
of... I always got scared coming up against Hazard. Like, he'd give me nightmares. But the only reason he's not in mine, so I think Cantona is the only guy in my list that's sort of played in the Premier League for less time than Hazard, really, because I think everyone in mine's probably like been there about 10 years, which is actually why Kane's not really in mine yet. I think he could be by the time he retires.
Yeah, years to come.
I think it might be a little bit too early for him, potentially.
Well, I do think where Kane is concerned, his next contract is the most important.
Yes.
Yeah.
27. And if he decides to go to... Let's suppose if City decides to get Kane.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at somebody that could without doubt be a legend.
Yeah,
without doubt. So, and I think he's capable of scoring as many, if not more, goals than Aguero.
Yeah, I think he's just a better player, I think, and he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, Kane does get injured every so often, doesn't he? But Aguero's... I've seen a lot of people saying Aguero's a top three striker.
I don't.
But when you talk about some of the guys on this list, I mean, we've talked about Drogba. We've talked about Bergkamp. There's Cantona. There's Henri, Shearer, Rooney. I don't think he's better than any of these guys. No,
same here. Same here. I don't get it. I think it's. I understand the sentimental value in respect of him being the person that scored the goal against QPR, which really they should have won. They should win.
Should win 4-0. Shouldn't have been a thing. You know,
they should batter the likes of QPR at home.
Yep.
When you really think about it, the amount of money that was spent. Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
So, yeah.
This that whole thing about it that being the most iconic moment or the best moment within Premier League, it's a little bit far-fetched. I'm sorry. You know, there are clubs like, I'd probably say Arsenal's win against United to win the league at Old Trafford, where United yeah. was probably the hardest. It was probably the hardest place to go to was, you know, that Wiltord scored. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Was a much harder fit without Henri as well.
Yeah.
Jumped that over. Was it Canoe?
That's like, yeah.
I remember that.
That
yeah.
was, Vieira was unbelievable that day.
So, yeah. you know, for me, I would say that that is more iconic than the Man City overall. But to Man City fans, it will
yeah.
be. I think it's just
completely understand.
I think it's just the circumstances as it was, I think. Because if they lost, Man United would have won it. And I think it's because it was late on. It looked. I think you're right. I personally think he is living a bit off that moment. Don't get me wrong, he's a great striker.
Yeah.
But he is kind of living off that moment. I think the longevity he's been at City and the fact that he is their highest scorer, which is not hard to do. I don't know. Is it Sean Goat?
Sean Goat, someone like yeah. that, yeah.
And I find a lot of his goals, a lot of the goals that he scored, don't get me wrong, he's probably scored a few decent goals.
Yeah.
But I just haven't seen any ones that have been like, oh my God.
Their goals, like, where the way City play, kind of like Barcelona, it's like they play really high up. So yeah. you watch a lot of City's goals. A lot of their wingers, so Sterling or who's on the other side, like
Mahrez,
yeah. They get really close to the line, right? Yeah. And they play balls, you know, just balls across the box, really close to the actual goal, and it'll just be a little pass in the net from I don't know your Agüero's, your Jesus or whatever his name is. So you know what he's produced is from his team, like you were saying with Drogba. Lampard getting those goals, I think the same with Aguero. I think he's had that team behind him.
So
I think there's a massive difference with the names you just listed off, Jack, which we've got on our list. I think there's a massive difference between those guys and Aguero, 100%.
So he's not on the list.
He ain't
gonna be. So what do you reckon then out of, like, I suppose, rounding off the bottom of the top five.
Right.
So 7 and 6, who do you reckon for those?
So who have we got so far? So in 10, Ashley Cole. 9, I think John.
We got John Terry. 8, Vieira.
I think you're going to have Keane somewhere. Roy Keane somewhere.
And I'd put Hazard.
Yeah.
I would put Eden Hazard. I think Eden Hazard has been...
I'm happy to.
So,
I'm happy to.
Would you have him over Cole then?
No.
Would you have him over Cole?
I think that's my debate. I think if you're going to put Hazard, you probably have to put him 10th. Just because I don't.
That's where Cole is at the minute.
You'd have to shift everyone, then you can talk about Cantona maybe. I don't know. For me, Cantona, Man United fans love him. I'm not too fussed about him. I think he was a great player, but I think he lived off his aura, the way he was a bit more.
Yeah.
That was such a massive part of his
game.
I know what you're saying, but I suppose in many ways, Cantona and Hazard are pretty similar in terms of their coming in and impact and stuff. But Cantona, I think I've mentioned it before, Emmanuel Petit did an interview fairly recently, and he basically said that in France, he's not viewed that much lower than Henri, like in terms of his impact in the Premier League and things like that. I suppose he's a bit similar to Bergkamp in regards to kind of what his skill set and kind of his position on the pitch and stuff. But I think everyone agrees Bergkamp's a better out of the two, but It's tough because I'm looking at this list and thinking, oh God, who's going to miss out then? Because we've got.
Well, I mean, because we're talking about players, a player.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we accept the fact that Cantona was, his impact to the team and to the youngsters was immense. You know, for the new generation that's coming through to dominate the Premier League, right? But I think we accept that there were better players.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Bergkamp was a better.
I know what you mean, but I don't know if Cole can be above Cantona. Like I suppose in his position, he's arguably the best.
The reason why I would still have Ashley Cole in there was because he was the best left back in the world, and he was competing with, the likes of, was Carlos yeah. playing.
Suppose Maldini moved to centre back, didn't he? But he was.
Lahm was still playing.
Yeah, Lahm, yeah.
Philip Lahm.
Cole was one of the only guys, probably, that you could say that. That is the thing, I suppose, that he was the best in his position.
Yeah. So,
and you can't even say that about Terry, really, because I think, you know, Maldini and Nesta were better than Terry.
Yeah. The only thing I think you can debate potentially is Hazard, Cantona. I think looking at that, if you're gonna debate any of them.
Would you prefer a Cantona in there?
I personally.
Should we do a joint? We do a joint 10, don't we? Every so often, because
yeah, let's have a cheeky joint 10. Go on. Do it.
So, Cantona and Hazard at 10.
Yep. Yeah.
What are we saying? Cole at 9, Terry at 8.
Yeah.
Vieira 7, Keane 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
All right. So. Right.
Five.
We've got a final five now.
Do we go first one, number one first, or do we go five downwards?
I mean, for me, when I think of the Premier League, I just think Henri.
Yeah, I get that. I know I put Rooney there. It's closer than
people think, though, isn't it? It is closer than people think.
Of recent, right? I've been thinking it. I don't know why I've been thinking it. Maybe I've too much time around because of COVID-19, maybe. But I've been thinking, really, like how much of a difference does Henry and Rooney, is there between Henry and Rooney? And then I was thinking, Rooney's got more goals. And I think he's done it in different positions and he's won a bit more. All right. The time, I don't know, in terms of how long they've been together.
Yeah, I think Rooney's had, that you can't put that against him, that he's played for another 5 or 6 years, really.
My thing is, I've seen Rooney grow from a boy, man, and stay consistently from that time. So the whole time he's been playing, he's been consistently really good.
Yeah.
And went from really good to world-class. And all right, he had some off the field problems, you know, with older ladies and whatnot. You name it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, allegedly. Yeah. Right.
Hold your hands up.
But I think in terms of a player, I wouldn't want anyone else but him in my team. I think he's so solid in any position. So you got up front or just in the centre mid. When he got a bit older, he still had the ability to spray balls across. But I know. I think, Andy, did you mention that? Well, no, I can't remember. Might be you, Jack. Rooney said that Ronaldo was.
Oh, yeah. You said that, Andy, didn't you? Yeah. I mean, that is right. That is right. Ronaldo was.
He is the
better than Rooney. The thing is, though, I'm like you, George. I've put Rooney higher than Ronaldo because did Ronaldo play for United for about 5 years? Rooney's played in the Premier League for like 15. So that's why.
It's just longevity. I suppose it's just the longevity, isn't it? If we're going on longevity, then you have to say Rooney.
I think I did have Ronaldo ahead originally, but I did change my mind on that because I just thought he's played an extra. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's another 8 or 9 years or something.
Yeah. No, I get that. I understand that.
Yeah, so but I know exactly what you're saying. When you think of Premier League, you think of Thierry Henry straight away. And that's probably why I've also got Alan Shearer in my list as well, because you know, in a modern game, he would not last 2 seconds, I don't think, Alan Shearer. But back then, he was someone who would be...
He might for the right team, I think he would.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think he... You know, yeah, maybe. Maybe it was a bit harsh there. But, I mean, I think he... When I think of Premier League, like I said, Omri and then Shearer.
Mm.
So it's a debate. It's a big debate. I think those four there, Shearer, Omri, Rooney and Ronaldo, for me, have to be in that
top four. Well,
so does, I think, Bergkamp as well. Is
Yeah, Bergkamp then as well. But then
that leaves, where's Lampard?
And Lampard going
now. Lampard's got to be in there.
So do we, we probably do have to go back to dropping out Cantona and Hazard then, because Lampard's got to be in there as well, isn't he?
I think Lampard will be next. I think he should be fifth.
Fifth.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I can say probably Bergkamp may go above it.
Well, no, should we put Lampard, should we drop everyone again then? I know we just bumped everyone up, but you can't not have Lampard, because I think we've got one too many guys now.
Yeah, go on then.
Unless we want to put, I don't know.
It's so tough, isn't it? It's so difficult.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm thinking of the lad that's just retired as well. I think he retired a few seasons ago, David Silva.
Yeah.
Well, as a playmaker.
Yeah.
Even in Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Scholes is really underrated and overrated, depending on who you talk to, actually.
Yeah,
so he's a bit of a hard one to rank. But yeah, I mean, Scholes is a great player, definitely. Mm. And again, I think he's another one that's probably better than Gerrard. But
yeah,
he was in such a good team as well that it was probably difficult for him to show it.
Mm.
A little bit, you know, at the start.
Yeah. But I will definitely have Lamps in there, though, just because his consistency over how many seasons and how many goals, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. And even at City, you know, when it was time for him to hang up his boots, he still couldn't stop scoring.
Yeah. I love Lamps. If it was my way, I'd have a full team of Chelsea players. But
do you know what? You actually could.
Yes. Yeah.
It's very possible that you could have that. But I suppose...
Got to be fair to the Premier League.
Yeah, looking through the ages, the Premiership ages, this, you know, a Man United fan could do the same thing.
Yeah.
An Arsenal fan could do the same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And now City fans could probably do the same thing.
That's what I was saying to Jack earlier on. I was saying, like, you know, I don't give enough credit to probably the last 10 years because I'm so caught up in, you know, when I watch football growing up and, you know, and an era where football was, I say football was football, you know, you can get away with certain tackles and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's how I see football. And now I see football in a different light where it's a bit more business-minded, it's a bit more... More about the money, more about the players themselves as a term over the team.
Yeah.
And, you know, certain teams are where they are because of money. Do not have a dig at me for that one. but, like, it's completely different. I don't credit the last 10 years. Well, I probably should because, you know, City, you have to talk about them. Kevin De Bruyne and stuff like that. They are great players. I just don't know. In this list, I still... It's still too early to
win.
Maybe in the next
I think
5 years.
With City, though, like I could say this City team is one of the best teams in the Premier League ever, but it doesn't mean that they've got a standout. I mean, at the moment, KDB is, but, you know, they don't really have a standout player. Like, they've got so many stars. They've got, like, seven stars. You've got, you know, Kompany, Yaya...
Yeah.
Silva, Aguero, okay, all in one team. It's
it's
ridiculous. Whereas, generally speaking, you probably got maybe three or four. four in other teams. So it's, yeah, it's probably why they're not in there for me. And also, I guess it's just easier sometimes putting retired players in, isn't it? Because you know exactly what they've done.
And yeah, because it's longevity as well. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise,
yeah,
we would definitely put in some Liverpool players.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot more Liverpool players in there, you know. Virgil van Dijk, you'd have to say, is probably the best centre-half in the world at this moment in time. But he's injured, you know. So I just think where that is concerned, it's just going to take a little bit of time for those teams, like the City now and the Liverpool team of now, to prove that they can go on. Do you know what I mean?
And, yeah, establish,
and establish themselves in the history of
Premier League. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Spot on. I mean, I know we got rid of Hazard and Cantona. What about keeping the double, you know, two in one position? You know, I'm happy to have Lamps and Bergkamp in the same position.
Mm.
If that makes it easier.
Yeah, so if we put them at, yeah, we could put them at fifth then, both. And that would be, so that would bring back Hazard and Cantona then, would it? That would bring them back to both in at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So basically we've got to rank 2, 3 and 4 between Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo and Alan Shearer.
Okay, well then, if we're basing it on longevity, then you'd have to put 4 Cristiano, Shearer as 3, and Rooney as 2, I would say. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I mean, I wish I saw Shearer in his Blackburn days.
Yeah,
because his record at Blackburn was ridiculous.
Very special.
He was getting like 80% strike rate, so like 8 goals in 10 games or something. So he's basically getting like 30 goals a season, which no one. You talk about 25 goals a season as a great thing, which hardly anyone did. He was getting 30 a season.
And their style of football wasn't great. I wouldn't say. I wouldn't necessarily say their style of football was cultured.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think they just had fantastic wingers that knew how to cross the ball, which was Wilcox and trying to think of the other one. But it was
and Lassau, didn't they?
Sutton and Shearer, wasn't it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and he was a very good front man, and it just worked so well with Shearer. Shearer had a little bit more pace, not blistering, but he had a little bit more pace. But he was as strong as an ox, man. Oh, you just couldn't get the ball off him. Just knew exactly how to shield the ball, and the beauty of Alan Shearer was. You know, when you had all of these players that could do all of these tricks and flicks and stuff like that, and it just goes bang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go direct, man. Why am I fluffing around with doing tricks and flicks and everything like that, man? Give me the ball and I'll smash it in that ball. I'll smash it in that net. That's it. And that will make the fans happy. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Alan Shearer.
You know, people talk about like a Cruyff turn. For me, it was the Shearer elbow.
Oh,
that was his trademark move.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a podcast recently on the top 10 strike partnerships in Premier League history, and he had a couple on there actually. He had one with Chris Sutton, and also with Les Ferdinand. And I said on that, like, Alan Shearer, for me, probably the one striker I would hate to play against the most. But maybe that's because I'm short, but Les, you know.
Imagine that, Les Ferdinand and him.
Oh, mate.
You know, oh my God. As a centre half, you're like, oh, please. I ain't slept. Do you know what I mean? I've got everything on my case, you know, come Saturday. Oh God, no. And then you know, you're probably strapping yourself with extra bandages.
Yeah.
Looking like a mummy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh dear. Poor studs. Yeah, that was a front force, man, honestly. Strong as oxes. And yeah, that Newcastle side should have won the league. They should have won it. Mm. You know.
See, I think we've I'm discrediting quite a few players here. I mean, Shearer, I think you've hit the nail on the head again. I think he done things the simple way, didn't he? And maybe that's why he didn't get enough credit, because he wasn't this flashy player.
Yeah.
Mm. He just did the job, and you know, his record speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Speaks for itself. Yeah. Okay. And they were still some of the most iconic goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They weren't like what you see with Aguero, where they're kind of like, five yard goals and stuff. I mean, they were like 30, 40 yard bangers.
Yeah, them volleys.
You know? So, you've got to put that man in there. It's got to be in.
What variety we got, I mean, in terms of strikers, mate, it's... good variety.
The variety is great.
Yeah.
Do you know what it strikes me about this list? So, I mean, do you want me to run it through?
Yeah. I mean, so remember also, sorry, Jack, we've missed out on, Torres at Liverpool was amazing. What's his name?
Suarez.
Suarez was amazing.
I mean, he didn't score 5 yard goals. He scored.
He scored some amazing goals.
And then bit you. Yeah.
And then felt hungry.
Yeah.
I'm just... Leticia.
That is a shout as well. Leticia,
man.
Iconic player.
Went so through iconic. A period of just scoring. Like, did we really see this? Was that, you know, inch perfect? This guy. And Chelsea wanted to buy him at one point.
Yeah.
Chelsea wanted to buy him at one point, but he became a one club man, you know? And you have to respect that, man. And you know, my favorite striker even before Henri is Ian Wright.
Yeah.
Great player was Dennis Bergkamp. My favorite striker was Ian Wright. More the point of his celebrations on goals. I used to wish that he scored just to see what nonsense he was going to come up with next. Do you know what I mean? Or what funny kind of walk, or if he's just going to explode into kind of ecstasy. Do you know what I mean? Or just I don't know. He was just for me the greatest.
I suppose you could do another. We could do another podcast on iconic Premier League players. You know what I mean? Those two definitely get
the cult heroes or something.
Even like Ruud van Nistelrooy, we haven't even mentioned. I mean, you know, he's not one of a brilliant player. Wouldn't be in his top 10, but
he's just a consistent goal scorer, wasn't he? But then again, he was a player that, apart from that one goal against Fulham that I can think of. Where he'd beat, you know, four players, or he'd drag four players and then slotted it in. Yeah. Majority of the time, he needed David Beckham.
Yeah.
He needed those players. And David Beckham is the best right-sided.
He's so underrated. Oh. I mean, I think I underrated him as well a little bit because we did something on the best English players. Because he's such a celebrity as well, like that does come to your head. Kind of cloud your judgment a little bit, but
yeah.
Honestly, passing wise.
He was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal football player. Yeah. And a work rate. He had to work hard because, you know, like most of us, you know what I mean? We're not blessed with the David Beckham look. See, the You know what I mean? The attraction to the girls and everything like that. And he just had it all. So he had to work his nuts off. He had to. He had no other choice. If he was going to become, you know, the David Beckham, the iconic football man, he had to work his socks off. And that was his only chance to make it to Real Madrid and then play with Zidane. And, you know, imagine that.
Galactica.
Imagine. Proper. He went on to play with the Galacticos, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that in itself, you have to give the man a round of applause and say, boy, you've done yourself proud in so many ways. So many ways, man. Do you know what I mean?
We've done our 10 now, but you know, it probably was a shout to be considered, actually, Beckham. I think you're right. Yeah, he's probably the best right-sided player.
I think in the Premier League era, yeah. And not only that, I'd probably say the most impactful footballer for all countries.
Yeah.
I'd probably say.
Yeah.
He brought so much of football because of the way he looked and his connection with Victoria. Yeah. You know
especially
what I mean?
Like the Far East, wouldn't it? He's
mate,
ridiculous
Japan,
out there.
Yeah, mental, wasn't it? You know,
if you really think about it, and he had to go through some tough times. Do you know what I mean?
98,
which wasn't justified.
Yeah,
which wasn't justified for me. You know, with the all of the effigies and whatnot, and the burning of his shirt, the England shirt, and with his name on it, and all that kind of stuff. That was not even close to being called for.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Different times back then, though, wasn't it?
But he took, he, mate, you have to be a strong-minded, you've got to be a strong-minded individual with all of that attention on you to be able to take it and come out stronger. And he did.
Yeah.
He did, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Yeah. David will always get my respect.
Mr. David Beckham, yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Player. Yeah, I mean, should have been an honourable mention, but yeah, go on and check.
Honourable mention.
Yeah, so our top 10, it's a 10 with an asterisk, because there's a couple of joints in there. So joint 10, Cantona and Hazard. 9, Ashley Cole. 8, John Terry. 7, Patrick Vieira. 6, Roy Keane. 5, Bergkamp and Lampard. 4, Cristiano Ronaldo. 3, Alan Shearer. 2, Wayne Rooney. And 1, Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy with that, man. That's you know, there's a debate. There's always a debate, but there's no denying that those names deserve to be
in there.
No one can say that, no, that person shouldn't have been in there.
Spot on.
There's a debate to say that they should be in there.
Yeah, sorry, Liverpool fans.
We haven't got one. Gerrard.
Do you know what? There's not that many United players in there, but that just kind of shows how good Fergie was as a manager as well. Because we got like 3 or 4, but they dominated the Prem for years. But
they did.
It was Fergie as well, wasn't it? He just gives them that extra over the top.
I think the key is Ferguson produced teams. There wasn't really that many. There wasn't really that many standout individuals. Early Giggs, maybe. Early Ronaldo, which is in there. Other than that, I think it's very. It was a more of a team structure.
Yeah.
You know,
To get the best out of the likes of what Solskjaer. You know, I put Solskjaer in a different team. He ain't doing what he done for.
Exactly.
Right, do you know what
exactly.
I mean? Yeah. Spot on. I really enjoyed that, lads. I think that was
great.
You know, I think I think as opposed to, you know, just doing our top 10, we've actually established a quite a few different views on, you know, stuff, you know, one being that Jordan Henderson's better than
I'm scared what's gonna happen now.
My Scouse brothers and sisters, don't take that to heart, man. Gerrard's a legend, mate. He's a legend. There's no other words for it. But
he hasn't achieved that.
Outside of Liverpool, a lot of fans think of the mistakes he's made.
Exactly that. You should listen to all the other podcasts. Whenever I've mentioned Gerrard, we've even got a little soundbite where we've listed them all. You know, even for England, he's passed back, you know, the Gerrard slip, which I love, to Demba Ba. That was brilliant. So all those little mistakes he's done, it adds up, you know, and that's the problem with him.
If he would have won the league, no doubt.
Yeah, that is holding him back big time.
Yeah, he's in there. But even you know, they talk about the Champions League win against AC Milan, and I was in Australia at the time, and I stayed up to watch it. You know, I was like, oh my god! But as much as he drove the team on, I still think a lot of those players just stepped up with him. You know, so. And I think the reason why they call it the Steven Gerrard, game where I think it's because he was him and Carragher. I think Carragher had just as good a game as Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Steven Gerrard was the captain, and he was the next one to take over from I don't know, Doug Leash or. Do you know what I mean? That's always been that thing. There has to be always somebody to take over.
Yeah, I know.
It's a Mount for Lampard. That's what we're looking at next.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
He's, honestly, Mount is kicking up dust at the moment, man.
I bloody hope so. I think if he carries on, he's going to be one heck of a player. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I think Chelsea. Do you know what? I see Chelsea getting top four. I really do. I see Chelsea getting top four. At this moment in time, I don't see Arsenal winning the Europa League.
We'll be lucky to get to the semis at this rate, but I think United in the final would be a step too far. I think.
And I think that's the difference between Arsenal and teams that have had great dominating periods. You know, at least, you know, Chelsea actually managed to win the Champions League. Man United dominated, they managed to win the Champions League. Liverpool dominated, they win the Champions League. Arsenal dominated, So for me, we've still got a little way to go to be that team. And do you know what? Don't be surprised if Chelsea win it.
Oh, mate, it'd be a dream. And everything I said about Tinkerman Tuchel.
It wouldn't surprise me. I promise you, it would not surprise me if you. It'll be
lovely. It'd be a lovely finish to the season, but we'll see. Andy, mate, thank you as ever.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
it's been a really pleasure.
Podcast. It was fantastic. And, absolutely, you know, brilliant. At least we addressed at the end, you know, what we meant by the Gerrard stuff, you know. So, we might have reeled them back in, those Merseyside.
They'll be kind to me. They will.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, Andy, we really appreciate it. And always welcome on this podcast, mate. So thanks again. Right, Jack, next week, I hear we got a fun one.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Oscars are coming soon, aren't they? And
yes.
What better way to celebrate that massive ceremony than talking about films? So we're going to be talking about our top five sports films of all time.
Oh, mate, some Oscar-worthy performances on the sports film. You know, there must be loads. I mean, do you remember Leonardo DiCaprio in one of those sports films that you've watched?
Of course. there's quite a few.
Yeah, okay, cool. Sounds like a good one. Interesting one. Again, thanks to Andy for being on the podcast, as always. Check the socials. That's at FTLow Podcast. Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, remember. We're on so many podcast platforms now, I can't list them all. But leave us a 5-star rating on Apple. Tell your friends, tell your family. Spread the word, please. Get us big. Get us bigger than ever. But as always, make sure you keep it FTLow.